Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in to hour number two of The Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Andy Furman, and for Chris Broussard. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. A lot of baseball coming up this hour. We're going to talk with J.R. Gamble from MLBBro.com for a little foul affair that's coming up in about 30 minutes. Also a little shop talk. The Washington football team has a couple of names that they're trying to pick from, so we'll dissect that, talk about that. But Andy, it's great to have you in.
Thank you.
On a day when we're talking baseball especially, because you live in Cincinnati, one of the all-time great baseball cities. I'm very fortunate, Andy, that in my 35-year career, I've worked in nothing but great baseball towns. I worked in New York. I worked in Cincinnati. I worked in Detroit. And I work in Los Angeles. All great baseball towns.
And which one was the best?
The best, you know what? I'm going to say, I call St. Louis the baseball capital of the United States. So St. Louis number, I didn't work there. But I would say Cincinnati, Detroit. The difference between New York and LA is that they're split allegiances. And I think that makes it a little different, even though they're great baseball towns. But I'm going to pick Cincinnati. It's a holiday. They love the Reds.
Yeah, they really do. I tell you what, I find it very interesting when you look at sports, the old landscape of sports, how certain cities kind of gravitate to certain sports. You look at Pittsburgh, it's all football. They can't get a dime of a fan in the stadium for baseball. They can't get anybody.
They got
there.
A beautiful stadium there.
They really do. I mean, it's just funny how some cities just do that. And then St. Louis couldn't support a football team, but baseball.
They ran two football teams out.
I know.
Think about that, Andy.
But they got 45,000 for a Wednesday afternoon game from baseball.
Oh, no, they draw $3 million every year without question. They are Cardinals and Blues fans. But let's stick to baseball, Andy. That's why I brought it up, because I want to talk about this Jack Morris situation. Jack Morris, of course, a broadcaster for the Detroit Tigers on Bally Sports Detroit, the Hall of Famer. He pitched for the Tigers for 12, 13 years. Also was a big stud postseason pitcher with the Minnesota Twins. And he was trying to be funny, I guess. I just don't understand why guys keep doing this to themselves, Andy. But he was suspended indefinitely for his racist comment when Shohei Ohtani was about to come up. Let's take a listen. I think we have the sound. Let's take a listen to what he said last night on the broadcast.
Now what do you do with Shohei Ohtani?
Be very, very careful. Well, folks, Shohei Ohtani is coming to the plate, and it's been brought to my attention, and I sincerely apologize if I offended anybody, especially anybody in the Asian community, for what I said about pitching and being careful to Shohei Ohtani. I did not intend for any offensive thing, and I apologize if I did. Certainly respect and have the utmost respect for this guy. Don't blame a pitcher for walking.
Well,
it was offensive. He was acting or giving a Japanese or Asian person, right, trying to be like funny. So he did that voice. And of course, shame on all the people who ran to his defense, Andy. And the first thing they said was, he was imitating Elmer Fudd. And I was like, Elmer Fudd?
No way.
First of all, Elmer Fudd doesn't even say that, okay? Elmer Fudd says, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits, okay? So he doesn't say that. Be very careful. Has nothing to, what Elmer Fudd, and it happened with Shohei Ohtani coming up, and you know, Andy, when you heard it, what did you think? I'd love to hear your take.
I shook my head and I say, why? Why would you do that? Why would you go there? And after so many things have happened, and in Cincinnati, we're almost at the anniversary here of a year ago when Tom Brennan said something that was very detrimental, and he got the axe. He did, and it was quick. It really was. And his wasn't even on the broadcast. It was like,
it was a hot mic.
Right. It's just crazy. And look, I'm not saying good, bad, or indifferent. I'm not saying that maybe this cancel culture is crazy. You can't do that. You can't insult people. You just don't do things like that. And you don't come back and say, if I insulted you. Well, you did. Well, you did right. Insult them, you know? Don't give it, if I insult. Well, you know you did. And you know you were wrong. But the point is that, are you that stupid after you've seen so many people go down the tubes in flames after doing that, you went ahead and did it. But my question is this. Will he come back? He's a favorite son in Detroit, Jack Morris is, and he says he's suspended. Now, with Tom Brennan, he was, boom, out, you're out of here. Fox Sports did it on football, he's gone. The Cincinnati Reds with Bally Sports, he's gone, and it doesn't look like he's coming back. Now, will Jack Morris come back? Because is there a stringent rule for each guy, or everybody gets their own deal? I mean, it's like, if I rob a bank in Minnesota, is it same as robbing a bank in New York? Do I get a week in jail in Minnesota, or 30 years in jail in New York? I mean, it's got to be the same for everybody, right?
But it's not. Don't you remember Bob Brenly made a joke about Marcus Stroman's do-rag that he was wearing? Do you remember that, Andy?
Yeah, yes.
And
yes.
He said, oh, that looks like the do-rag Tom Seaver used to wear, right? Which is basically he was making fun of something that black people wear for their hair. And he had to get sensitivity treatment. They claim that he stepped aside, even though, you know what I mean, they didn't want to embarrass him. And I think he's coming back or came back to the broadcast. It's different for different people. And Tom Brennan, when you say it, it wasn't on the broadcast. It was
right.
A hot mic. And his dad is a legend, a Hall of Fame broadcaster, and a Cincinnati icon. I know Tom and Marty from my time there, and both of those guys were great guys to me. But you can't do it, Andy. Tom knows it. Marty even said it after
I would
son,
say this. Jack
right?
Morris.
He knew that you can't do it.
Right. Jack Morris would have been better off dropping the F-bomb than what he said. Really. They may have forgiven him for that. Maybe. I don't know. But at least when you say something like that, you're not offending a group of people. You know, people are not happy to hear that, but at least that he maybe could squirm out of that one.
Yeah, I just help me with this, Andy. I think, you know, you said to yourself, why would you go there? Why would you do it? You've seen the landmines. You've seen all the people who keep losing their gigs. And, Andy, you would think common sense. Stay off the jokes. Stay off the ethnic stuff. Stay off the racist humor. Just stop it. Just
when in doubt, don't say it.
Exactly.
When in doubt, don't say it. And you know what? Stay away from religion and politics. Then you're safe.
Here's the problem, I think. I think they can't help themselves. I really don't, because if you could, Andy, you wouldn't do it. I think they can't help themselves. They
think
they're funny, and they don't understand that the world has changed.
I don't know if they think they're funny, but I think that they have such cachet that they can get away with it. Like, it's one of those deals when you get stopped by a cop and you're an athlete. Do you know who I am, deal?
Right.
Do you know
Remember
who I am?
Tony La Russa said that, right.
Yeah, do you know who I am? You know, no, I don't. I really don't. So Jack Morris feels like, well, I could do it. I'm a god in Detroit, and I could say it. Because I think I don't think it slipped out. I think he did it. And he didn't think anything was going to happen.
Did he really? I mean, we're in a world, and I know you brought up cancer culture. All right. And people always run to that as no matter what happens. But Andy, I don't subscribe to that. And what I'm talking about, if someone is offensive to me or my people or people I care about, I'm not going to support them. So you could say cancel call. I'm not. If a store or a person, I'm not going to watch your movies. I'm not going to buy your tickets. I'm not. And I think that that's fair game when it's my money and I get to determine how I want to spend it. Why would I spend money on something that treats me or my people in a negative way, right? And that's what it comes down to. So when people always, here we go, now they're going to cancel them. No. You got to be careful when you represent an organization or a company. Right, Andy, you represent Fox Sports Radio every day because you work on these airwaves, right?
Yes,
so
I do.
I can't go into a sports bar at 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm not on Fox Sports Radio and throw out anti-Semitic comments, can I? No.
And I can't walk into a sports bar and I wouldn't wear a swastika t-shirt.
Exactly.
Really.
Not ever. This is the point.
But the funny thing is that now when someone says something like that, you have the thought process that maybe these guys are racist in an end. You know what I'm saying? Like now you have a different look and a different view towards Jack Morris. You know, if he hates Asians, he may hate blacks. He may hate Jews.
Right.
He may hate everybody. He may just be one of those guys. Really?
No, and that's what happens when that stuff comes out of your mouth. Because people look at it, and this is a different world. I mean, I'm saying this, and some people might laugh, but they took Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima off the food boxes, Andy. Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
seriously,
yes, right?
This we all ate from those boxes forever, Andy, right? And accepted it. We don't accept that stuff anymore.
Because it's a stereotype.
Exactly.
And now Jack Morris is stereotyped.
Right, and what he did to show Hey Ohtani, who's one of the greatest players in the game today, did he deserve that? Why him? Why did he deserve that? What did he do? You know why he did? Got it? Because he's Asian. That's why he got it.
Exactly.
He wouldn't make that voice if it was Miguel Cabrera at the plate, right?
Think about this. Where would Don Rickles be today? He wouldn't have a career, would he?
No. He wouldn't. Guys like that wouldn't be around. But things have changed, and I'm sorry. I think companies have a right to put people who represent them. And I'm going to give you a story, Andy. You might remember this. And do you remember Anita Bryant was the representative for Tropicana Orange Juice? Do you remember that?
No.
Anita Bryant. Yeah. This is in the 70s. Everybody says everything's now politically correct and cancel culture. And she gave a speech in public denouncing gay people. And Tropicana dropped her. And they want to sell orange juice to everybody, right? They don't want anybody to not want to buy orange juice because of... And people were like, well, she was on her own time. No,
Right.
When you work for other people, you represent them all the time. There's no off time.
Well,
so
but
when Jack Morris said that, that wasn't Jack Morris in his backyard talking to his uncle and cousins. That was Jack Morris representing Bally Sports Detroit, the Detroit Tigers, all the players, right? And the right. people of Detroit watching the game.
You mentioned when you work for someone, and I agree with you, but let's go one step further. And you were involved with this when you were in Cincinnati. What happens when the owner of the team, Mart Schott, has the same feelings? And when she called Eric Davis her $1 million N-word. Really?
Right.
And she's the owner. Okay? It's not someone who works for someone and represents the organization. She is the face, or was the face of the organization.
And it cost her,
her
team, just like it cost Donald Sterling his team. He was forced. God knows he made out because he sold the team for $2 billion. But he was forced. And remember, that was a private conversation that was taped, Andy, that went public. So Jack Morris made a huge mistake. He's indefinitely suspended by Bally Sports Detroit. I don't believe he'll be back the rest of this season. And depending on his contract status, Andy, you know how this works. If you're on the last year of a contract, it's easy for them to let you go.
Right.
And if you got 2 or 3 years guaranteed and they got to pay you, they might try to massage your image and try to bring you back because they don't want to give you all that money. But
and
if they get enough hate mail, right,
yeah,
they'll just have to eat the contract.
You're right. And they'll say he went to training, you know, but you know, I don't know what training does. If that's embedded in you, that you feel that way, and it's the first thing that comes out of your mouth when you see someone who doesn't look like you, that's not
right.
good.
Not at all. 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you. Jack Morris, was his punishment too harsh? Did you get the joke? Do you understand why this is a problem? Do you not understand? Is this just cancel culture gone wild? I really want to hear. We want to hear your honest opinion on the Jack Morris situation, indefinitely suspended by Bally Sports Detroit. And we'll do that coming up. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Andy Furman, in for Chris Broussard, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General Tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General Tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
It's a Worship Wednesday here on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker and Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it can happen easily. A few drinks become a few too many. It's time to go, and you think of calling for a ride home. Nah. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, that's right, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone, drive sober, or get pulled over, paid for you by NHTSA. It is The Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox. We're talking about the Jack Morris situation that happened last night with Shohei Ohtani. He has been suspended indefinitely for this racist kind of joke that he used on the air during the broadcast. We want to hear from you.
Before we do, Robbie, yes. I have an idea. And it sounds really off the wall, but let me throw it at you, okay?
Okay.
I think that they should get guys like Tom Brenneman and Jack Morris and anybody else who said something stupid
Bob
and
Brenly.
Got the boot, right? And Major League Baseball should put together PSAs, public service announcements. Say, I messed up. It was strike three on me. I messed up. I lost my job. Don't be like me. Watch what you say. Love one another. If you have any doubt about something, don't say it. I think they'll be wonderful. I think Major League Baseball should go ahead and do some PSAs on that. They would be in the forefront than any other of the big sports. They really would.
I like
they won't
that.
Do it, but I think they should.
No doubt. All right, let's hear from the people, Andy. 877-99 on Fox. I know people want to chime in.
Chris is in Des Moines with Rob Parker and Andy Furman. They're Odd Couple. Hello, Chris.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Jack Morris said it because he didn't think it was a problem, and it speaks to a larger issue of a sense or lack of self-awareness,
yes,
and a sense of entitlement with an older generation that has been allowed to basically say whatever they want whenever they wanted for their entire lives, and now they're in a situation where the roles have been modicumly flipped. And they're starting to feel the pinch of, you know, what it's like when people say that they don't like, you know, that's not appropriate.
Right. I totally agree. Things have changed. We saw, and thanks for the phone call, Andy, with the Black Lives Matter. You remember what was going on in the streets all over this country, and it wasn't just black people out there.
Right.
You know what I mean? These young people want to change. They don't want to live the way we lived, Andy. They don't. They don't want to live that life.
Right. Right. Let's go to Nate. Nate's in Austin with Rob Parker and Andy Furman. The Odd Couple. Hello, Nate.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
First of all, he should absolutely be done. And the silver lining here is that it's one less of these guys that are going to be on the airwaves. You know, some kids heard that, and it probably made them think for a minute that something like that was okay to say.
So, right.
But I don't think there's any way he's back. And I think he sealed the deal with his apology. I mean, what was that? If I offended anybody?
It was terrible.
Of course,
right.
I screwed up.
Why are you apologizing? If you didn't offend anybody, then why are you saying anything? So
you're exactly
based on that alone, contract or not, I say he's done. Thanks, guys.
You're exactly right. So are you.
You might be right. Hey, 877-99 on Fox if you want to jump in with Andy and me.
Will in Michigan with Rob Parker and Andy Furman. I'm the Odd Couple. Hello, Will.
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
Yes.
Rob, just cruising down 696. On my way home.
Were you watching the game last night when he dropped that or no?
I was not watching the game. I actually had to go out of my way to listen to it. And so the reason I'm calling is I actually got in an argument with my entire family. I'm the oldest of 7 kids. And because one of my little brothers on a mass text message
sent a
message to us and said whispered like an Asian person, and I lost my mind on him, and then my whole family tried to come to his defense. And I have a handicapped sister, and I tried to mention, I said, what if somebody said whispered like a handicapped person? He tried to say to me, oh, well, that's different. And I'm like, how is that even close to different? So my point is I feel like people don't even realize how racist they are. And this is my own family, which, you know, because of that incident, this is in a real rough road for us, because my wife is actually Middle Eastern. So my point to that is, like, and that's my 3 babies are half Middle Eastern. So I'm like, so if you're making jokes about that, what other jokes would you be making if I wasn't around?
Exactly. Kids. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And Will, I hate to say this to you, but I hate to use the word jokes because I don't think it's funny.
I know.
So let's not even use the word joke on that, really. It's not funny. It's sad. It's pathetic, to be honest with you. It really is pathetic in this day and age that you can make fun of another individual. I mean,
for no reason. What did Shohei do? He's done nothing but play superb baseball all year, right? The American League MVP, hands down.
Right. It's amazing. Aaron in Pennsylvania with Rob Parker and Andy Furman on The Odd Couple. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, thank you guys very much for taking my call. I agree with you. I mean, you really have to watch what you say these days. You know, you can offend people, and you don't want to do that. But I did, I really enjoyed listening to Chris and Rob. And the other night, they were joking about how you hear somebody's voice and you can tell what color they are. And I'd like to know why that should get a pass.
Well, but we're not making, just saying that if I hear your voice, you sound like you might be white or you sound like you might be black. But what is the negative connotation to that? That's what I'm asking you.
Well, one of the things was is when you said about Brian Finley, which we all love Brian Finley, but let's be honest, he's got Ned Flanders nickname for a reason, and you kind of pointed out like it seemed to me that it was a negative connotation if you were a black man that sounded white.
Nope.
Rob, when you were like, "Oh man, do I really sound white, Rob?"
I just think like you're looking for something that's not there.
Nobody brings up a good point.
Go ahead, Andy.
But I've heard talk show hosts across the country basically when a caller would call up and say, "Well, by the way, you sound black. You sound African American." I mean, to me, why are you pigeonholing a caller? I mean, you shouldn't be doing that.
I don't think you need to do that. Like, there's no reason to bring that up. And a lot of times people might identify themselves depending on the topic. You know what I mean, Andy? And they'll say, hey, I'm a black guy and I want you to know I don't agree with this or I agree with it. Or, hey, I'm a white guy and I agree with you or whatever. That's their own opinion. And I just said, Brian, you were a part of that when we were joking around. I don't think there was anything like he was trying to make light of a situation that I don't think was there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't take offense to anything. I thought we were just having a banter between all of us on the show.
That's exactly what it was, no doubt.
I take offense to Brian Finley, though. I really do.
I love you, Andy.
I always have.
Daddy.
Thank you very much.
I understand it. All right, coming up next on The Odd Couple, Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble from MLB Bro, 'cause you need to know.com. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Boy, the Red Sox are in a free fall. Are they bad or what?
Not as bad as the Padres, though, really.
Yeah. Well, they got their
doubleheader to the Yankees yesterday. I mean, Yankees are coming on strong right now. They really are. So we'll see what happens. I think it's good for baseball that the Yankees win. I really do. I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, but they have a good team and they were stinky for a while, but they're back.
Injured.
All right, let's get to it is time for Foul Affair.
That ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it. My oh my!
Is it foul? Or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
Maybe. We'll see. J.R.'s having some issues with his phone right now.
Is he? What? What's going on? All right. Well, let's do the first one with me and Andy, and then we could always join in.
Of course. Right. Of course. So, first off, of course, having Andy Furman in, it's great to talk a little bit of Reds, right?
Yes.
And after all, as you mentioned, Andy, the Padres are in a free fall. They, of course, were no-hit by a guy making his major league debut. And
that was not good.
No, no. And then last night they were held to one hit over six innings against Germán Márquez, who, was chugging Pepto-Bismol between every inning.
Wait a minute. He had diarrhea during the game?
Yes. Yes. He said that after the game that he had been battling that coming into the start. And
I couldn't have played because you got that uniform on. Imagine if you're on the mound. And Andy, you think you're like letting go of a little gas as you're pitching and it's wet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're a little too much information. Really.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brian. I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
And, of course, the Padres also lost again to the Rockies today. Things have not been good for them since July 1st. The Padres are now 18-23. Meanwhile, over that same stretch, the Reds are 26-16 and now a game and a half back of the Padres for that second wild card spot. So, Rob, I'll ask you first, fair or foul to say the San Diego Padres will miss the postseason and the Reds will take that final spot?
It's foul.
That is a foul ball.
You got to remember, Tatis was out. They've had some injuries. They got Tatis back. They will get their act together. The Reds have come on. I'll give them credit. But before that slide, the Padres are going to make the playoffs. They're that good, and they'll get it together.
You know, not only are you a Tom Brady hater, you're a Reds hater too, because the Reds will make the playoffs. And not only that, I think Joey Votto's going to get votes for the MVP. He's coming on like gangbusters. Look at this San Diego team. I know Tatis was out, but this team has a winning percentage in August of like .438, and the Padres are like 18-23, 18-24 since the 1st of July. And plus, the division that they're in, it's hell, that division. It really is. It's like the suicide division. And the Reds, they got the Pirates coming up some more times before the end of the season. The Reds are on a roll. The hitting is tremendous. It really is. The pitching, the bullpen's tough, all right? I'll give you that. The bullpen is shaky, but they got some additions to the bullpen. I believe that the Reds right now will make the playoffs. They're a game and a half behind right now. They're rocking and rolling. They lost 2 out of 3 to Chicago, which is terrible. They got the Marlins coming in tomorrow night. I say the Reds will be in the playoffs, and not because they're that good, because the Padres are sinking like air out of a balloon.
It's a fair ball.
JR. Oh man, his phone's still bad.
Come on.
All right, let's go to.
Yes,
let's go to,
yeah,
there you go. Here, fellas.
All right, did you hear the question, Ryan?
Sure did.
Okay, Reds or Padres? Who?
I like Padres.
Oh, geez.
That is a foul ball.
Yeah, foul because you know the Reds, they had a chance to really take over that lead that the Padres had on them, and you know they couldn't do anything. So I'm not sure the Reds are that serious about winning because they would have, you know, you're facing a team that lost 11 in a row. You got to win those games. You're one and a half out. You have to capitalize on that. And they didn't do it. So I'm not so sure that they're serious about making the playoffs.
Yeah, just check what's going on in Colorado lately with San Diego.
Yeah, and the Padres, all they have to do is figure out how to beat the Diamondbacks and the Rockies, and they'll probably run away with it.
Yep. Unbelievable. That much they struggle with those two.
Yeah, for real.
All right. Go ahead, Ryan.
All right, next up. So earlier today, Anthony Rizzo returned to the Yankees lineup after being on the COVID list. Luke Voit wasn't exactly too enthused about having Anthony Rizzo back. When asked about it, Voit said, quote, I was top 10 in MVP last year, and I've been a great player for this organization for the last 3 years. I'm not going down. I want to play. I know it's going to be tougher with Rizzo, but I deserve to play just as much as he does. So, Rob, we'll start with you again. Fair or foul, Luke Voit should get as much playing time or even more playing time than Anthony Rizzo in the Yankees lineup.
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
It is foul because if Luke was playing well, they wouldn't have traded for Rizzo. There's a reason they made the trade. And the Yankees need a left-handed bat in that ballpark. That team has miscast too many right-handed hitters. They need left-handed hitters. They need Rizzo. They need Gallo.
This Andy. Is hands down. This is foul. Luke, let me tell
that
you something, Luke, if you listen.
Ball.
Luke, why in the hell do you think the Yankees went to get Rizzo? Really? And believe me, because of your remarks right now, you'll probably be shipped out before the end of the year. Believe me. You're not needed. They weren't winning with you. A top 10 MVP. What does that mean? Top 10 MVP. I mean, that's like going to the Little League, finishing last and getting a trophy. Really, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't. Anthony Rizzo was brought in because you couldn't get the job done. That's why.
Wow. I have to say fair.
It's what?
You're out of your mind, too.
Yeah, I mean, Voit showed that he could get the job done when, you know, when he was in that starting position. It's not like you're trading him for Don Mattingly or Luke Garrick. You know, not even Johnny Bench when he stopped playing catcher. I mean, Anthony Rizzo's a nice player, but Voit, you know, he's homegrown. He's been there for a couple years. He's actually proved that he could be a big-time hitter. And to get cast aside as if the Yankees' problems fall on Luke Voit's shoulders, as if bringing in Anthony Rizzo is going to solve all of the deficiencies in the other areas, I would be upset too. Now, the question was, does he have a right to be angry? Yes, Luke Voit does have a right to be angry because the person playing over him has not proven that he's a far superior player, particularly in the last couple of years. But that's the way the cookie crumbles, and Voit's going to have to deal with it because Rizzo does have more star power, more cachet, and they did bring him in, like you said, to fill that void. But I think it's a void that Voit could fill as well if given the opportunity, except for the fact it's on the other side of the plate.
And Rizzo's right. A better player.
Ryan, let's squeeze one more in quickly.
Let's do this. And Andy, once again, I'm going to have to ask you to defend your Cincinnati Reds because, of course, yes. The 2022 Field of Dreams game was announced as a matchup between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Now, it makes sense. You have two great storied franchises here. The Cubs have their AAA affiliate in Iowa. But let's be real. It's not exactly the same sort of national draw of the Yankees. And it's not as exciting and as great of a team as the White Sox. So, guys, let me just put it this way. Is it fair or foul to say that Major League Baseball missed the mark by scheduling the Cubs in rebuilding mode and the Cincinnati Reds as the next Field of Dreams game?
Whoa.
Who's up?
I'm up. I'm going to say it's foul for you to say that.
That is a foul ball.
It is the Cubs, and yes, they're in rebuild mode, but you just said it. Their farm team is in Iowa. They're close to it. I'm sure that the White Sox and Cubs would be the first two teams to be a part of it, but the Reds deserve to be there. The Reds are the very first professional sports franchise in the history of this country. Don't poo-poo the Cincinnati Reds and act like they don't matter. The Reds belong there. I thought it was going to be Cubs and Cardinals, but I understand why the Reds jumped over the Cardinals. I'm the poo-poo king.
All right, I will say this is fair, and I'll tell you why. First of all, I don't think it matters who goes there because the TV ratings will be out the wazoo, and everybody's going to go, and they'll spend $4,000 for a ticket. But if I was in charge, if I was the king, I tell you what I would do. I would have the Reds play the Chicago White Sox. Why? To finish the 1919 World Series and see who really won that game.
Wow.
Who really won the series in 1919? It was a 9-game series, you know, Rob. Really. And I think it was 5-3. I think that was a deal over there. But I want to see who won the 1919 series. The Black Sox, obviously, against the Reds. That's the way it should be.
Andy, you can't say Black Sox in this day and age.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're not White Sox.
Racist.
Oh, jeez.
But I forgive you, Andy. I would say, what's the question? Is it a good thing? Will it work next year?
Was it foul or fair for the baseball to pick the Reds and the Cubs?
Oh, foul.
That is a foul ball.
But I think it would have been foul with any team. I think that this was really a one-time thing. You're not going to get 5.9 million viewers next year. What you had this year was lightning in a bottle for MLB, and I wouldn't take it and try to put it on the market, you know, in that bottle every year consistently. You had what? You had great diversity in that Field of Dreams game. So it represented everyone in the country. Everyone was interested. Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Tim Anderson, the diverse players of color. That round people in. Then you had the nostalgia of the cornfields in the game. I don't think you can duplicate that. It was the best case scenario. It all came together for this one year. You might get half those ratings next year, regardless who the teams are. And from what I can see on these rosters, the Cubs, the Reds, they don't have the star power to produce 6 million viewers next year. So I don't think that is going to work other than this year to the level that it's worked.
All right, there we go. Thank you, JR. Appreciate it. Foul Affair, another edition. It is the Odd Couple. Yes, sir. Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Andy Furman. Stick and stay, America. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It's Shop Talk on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, where we talk about anything, really. We can go outside of sports, but this one actually has a little bit to do with sports, but I want to get your guys' opinions on this. So,
yes.
Earlier, it turns out the new name for the Washington football team, the potentially new name,
Speaking of things changing, you know, we were talking about it earlier in the show of how times have changed, remember?
Exactly.
There was a time the owner said that he would never change that name, and look, right, we're looking for a new name.
Well, apparently, according to the teams making the brand series, they're down to the final three. Now, the final three names are going to come from this list of eight that they provided. There's eight of them. They are the Armada.
Number eight. Number seven.
The Presidents.
Number six.
The Brigade.
Number five.
Red Hogs.
Number four.
Commanders.
Number three.
Red Wolves.
Number two.
Defenders.
Number one.
And just keeping it the Washington football team. So out of that list of eight there, guys, what do you think would be the best for their new nickname?
Wow. Go ahead, Andy. You can go first.
You know what? It's funny. My name is not on the list. If I had I want to see the Red Tails, also known as the Tuskegee Airmen, the right, old African-American fighter group, the 332nd. They fought the combat missions, and I think this would go a long way in the National Football League. They should be the Red Tails, not the Red Hogs, not the Red Wolves. But if this thing has to come from this list, leave it the Washington football team because every other one stinks.
I think they blew a golden opportunity. It should have been the Washington Generals. I mean, they don't make the playoffs that often. Right. They did make it last year, but I'm sorry. The Federals, what else was on that list? The Federals, right?
The Defenders.
The Defenders.
The Presidents.
The Commodore is not good unless you're signing Lionel Richie to be a quarterback. So the Commodores, I'm not going there. I don't know. I think it's going to wind up being one of those red things, that the Wolves or what else do we have?
Red Hogs.
Hogs.
Red Tails, that should be it.
Yeah, I think it might be. I'm going to say Defenders or the Red Wolves. What about you, Ryan?
I agree with you. Red Tails would have been excellent. I think Red Wolves is what it's going to end up being. I think
me too.
It has to do with a native animal in the area, but also I kind of just like Washington football team. I'm down with them to just keep
really?
It that way. Yeah.
That ain't going to happen because they have all the garb right now. They want to sell some more.
They want to sell, right. And whatever right. their new name is, that's they're going to sell a boatload of stuff and make money. It's not often your teams change their name and everybody would have to swap out all that, our stuff. Right.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right. Final hour of the program coming up. And yes, nice. We're talking more baseball, more mess going on, even though they did win a game today. But Andy, I want to get your take. You know about controversial owners in Cincinnati. Marge Schott, the late one, was a controversial, but the Mets might have a controversial owner. We'll do that and much more. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.